I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I'm going to play you a couple of musical excerpts, both by artists with Sri Lankan roots. First, here's the British-born rapper, M.I.A. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I'll go visit them at night. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Then there's the Missouri-born folk singer, B. Beeman. I pack my bag and I'm headed for Saginaw. I'm guessing that you're tagging along. You can hear why he's been dubbed the Sri Lankan Woody Guthrie. B. Beeman says there are some things he and M.I.A. have in common, despite the obvious differences.
Well, we're both Tamil, and there's a huge conflict still going on between Sinhalese and Tamil in Sri Lanka, and it's something I can't speak for her, but I'm sure we both grew up with in the back of our heads, and being kind of having a global viewpoint, even though she's from England and I'm from U.S., just still looking outward to the world as a whole, something that just was natural for me.
Are there any songs on your debut release, Beeman, that kind of deal with Tamil identity?
Not specifically, but I feel like all my characters have something to do with how I grew up and the way I grew up. Like Kimchi Line, it's a political song about North Korea, but I find that it's translatable to various different conflicts throughout the world in terms of dictatorships and whatnot.
Well, you've got your guitar with you, B. Can you play Kimchi Line?
Sure.
I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line. And it's cabbage time. Well, I went up on the mountain to see if I could fly. Went down to the sea, Lord. And the sea was dry. So I picked a pickled pepper from the leader's tree. Got some prawn and oyster for the vitamin E. I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line, and it's radish time. Well, there ain't no use, boy, in trying to jump that fence. They got guns on the green side. You ain't making no sense. So I climbed upon a ladder to see what I could see. While the leader's getting fatter, I feel my stomach bleed. I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line. I'm on the kimchi line. It's cucumber time.
B. Beeman, I like the album, but Kimchi Line is for me the standout track there. And you even embed the recipe for kimchi in it. That's great. So earlier you said that, a lot of your songs kind of are proxies for singing about Sri Lankan identity and issues in Sri Lanka that are common all over the world. The video for the tune Guttersnipe, which is also the single on the album, is shot somewhere, though, on the Indian subcontinent. And as one critic said, it's like the Darjeeling Limited, but real. Do you travel to Sri Lanka at all? And as an American, how do you relate to Sri Lankan identity?
Well, I only have been to Ceylon. Ceylon is a different,
oh, you call it
an
Ceylon.
Older name.
Yeah.
Yeah, an older name.
Why do you call it
use.
Ceylon?
Well, it was the British name up until like 47, 48 or roughly that time. And that's the My parents grew up, you know, their formative years calling it Ceylon. But we still, I mean, it's interchangeable. It's not really a big deal. Mm. But I didn't want to confuse the listeners.
But back to the question of how you as an American now relate to that identity.
Right. I've only been to Ceylon once when I was about 8 or 9. And I visited my auntie there. They lived in, you know, not so great conditions, but it was they were my family. And just being an American, I mean, I'm privileged to live in America, very privileged. And it's a little bit of guilt there, you know. And
guilt because you're too privileged in other parts of the world, like where your parents come from.
Right. I could have very easily been born in Sri Lanka into a civil war, maybe been recruited by the Tamil Tigers or whatever. I mean, I feel like I'm privileged in a bad way and also in a very good way. Like I have this platform now that I can maybe expand people's minds about what's going on there.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from that platform. And since we were speaking about the tune Guttersnipe, maybe you can take us out with that.
Okay, great.
B. Beeman, his debut release is called Beeman. He's been speaking with us from New York. B., thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Jump the first train I saw, it'll surely take me home. If I had a mama, at least I'd have a place to go. But I'm just a guttersnipe, I got no place to wipe my nose. I jumped the first train I saw, it'll surely take me home. A buzzard riding the rail, I steal my meal.
Singer-songwriter B. Beeman performing Guttersnipe off his debut album called Beeman. You may be able to catch Beeman live. He's on tour. Check to see if he's coming to a city near you at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
I've been to Juarez. I've been to Houston, Baton Rouge.